From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Ecuador death toll now up to 350. Just before daybreak in Ecuador, where rescue workers utilized giant earth-moving machinery to clear away debris in order to find more survivors in the 7.8 magnitude earthquake. The death toll from the massive quake has now risen to 350. A rescue worker cries out, "Is there anybody in there? Make noise if you can hear us." This is geophysicist Jessica Turner with the U.S. Geological Survey.
It was right off the coast of Ecuador, so being a large magnitude near a populated area and also being of shallow depth, meaning it was close to the surface, caused all the damage and fatalities that we are seeing with this earthquake.
Meanwhile, across the Pacific, two earthquakes on Japan's Kyushu Island has left at least 42 dead. A collection of Syrian rebel groups said today that they were launching a battle in response to pro-government violations of a cessation of hostilities agreement that has been in place since late February. In the meantime, in Switzerland, United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, greeting Chinese Special Envoy Zhi Xiaoyan. This is Mr. Xiaoyan.
I said to Mr. De Mistura, and I said it on different occasions, to me, diplomacy is the art of making compromises. So during the discussions and the negotiations, all parties will have to consider the requests from the other side and try to reach consensus so a solution can be found.
This is VOA News. Hundreds of East African migrants are believed dead after their boat capsized in the eastern Mediterranean. Witnesses and survivors told VOA on Monday that the vessel overturned while carrying as many as 500 people. An unknown number swam to boats nearby and were later picked up and taken to Greece. Now, the incident happened on April the 8th. That's 10 days ago, but was first reported by the BBC late Sunday. Ethiopian national Musa Muhammad Adam said that he is one of the few migrants who survived the tragedy. He told VOA's Horn of Africa service that the boat capsized after he and about 200 other migrants came on board from a smaller boat that departed Egypt a day and a half earlier. European Union ministers will meet late today in Luxembourg to discuss a plan to send security personnel to Tripoli to help train police and border guards for Libya's new UN-endorsed unity government. There's a growing urgency for Libya to be stabilized, with anxiety mounting that people smugglers will exploit the chaos in the country and thousands of migrants might cross the Mediterranean to Italy this year. Envoys from Yemen's warring parties were due to begin new UN-brokered peace talks on Monday in Kuwait, but the negotiations appeared to be delayed, with rebel delegates failing to arrive. Yemeni government officials accused the Houthis of intentionally delaying the process, which is aimed at ending an 18-month conflict that has killed more than 6,000 people and created a humanitarian crisis. About 7,000 demonstrators marched against extremism on Sunday across central Brussels, a city still in shock over last month's terrorist attacks. Wouter Hilliard is a co-organizer of the so-called March Against Terror and Hatred.
We want a Belgium of unity. I think that's the only good answer we can have on the terror. It's not against each other, but together we will fight terrorism.
Suicide bombers last month killed 32 people at the Brussels airport and in a subway station. Police have arrested six suspects so far, and they say the extremist cell that attacked Brussels was linked to the November terrorist attacks in Paris that killed 130. Oil prices dropped today after major oil-producing nations failed to agree on a production freeze to help stabilize the market. Ministers from 18 OPEC and non-OPEC countries said after a meeting in Qatar that they need more time to make a decision about capping production at January levels. The ministers are seeking stability after oil prices dropped from more than $100 a barrel in 2014 to current prices of about $40 a barrel. Aung San Suu Kyi says the Myanmar's constitution needs to be amended in order to transform the former military-ruled nation into a true federal democratic union. The Nobel Peace Laureate says she plans on doing that in a televised speech. This is Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.